Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission meet together. We have the story.
President Trump celebrates first 100 days in office. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Emergency crews responded to a crash involving a wrong-way driver Tuesday night in North Wichita. It happened on northbound Interstate 135 near 17th Street. Now, the Highway Patrol says a 58-year-old woman from Wichita was driving north in the northbound lanes of 35 when a 55-year-old man, also from Wichita, was driving south in the northbound lanes and struck her head-on. Both drivers were hospitalized with suspected serious injuries.
The Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission held a joint meeting yesterday. County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, one item of business was what to do with opioid abuse settlement money from drug companies.
What we decided to do with the city of Wichita is actually combine our monies. What Sedgwick County government was receiving with the city of Wichita, we're going to combine our monies, and we hired, through RFP process, we hired a consultant to come in and give us a plan. And how do we best deploy these resources into our community to counteract the dangerous outcomes that we're seeing through opioid addiction?
And that settlement could bring as much as $15 million. Another topic at the meeting, taking the first steps to combine park services. Officials are looking at incorporating the programs and combining reservation software. And in the future, they'd like to create a shared master plan for park services.
President Donald Trump arrived in Michigan Tuesday to celebrate his first 100 days in office and announced new policies that would help the state.
In Michigan, President Trump told an enthusiastic crowd his tariff policy is designed to bring the auto industry back home. The White House announced a plan to ease auto tariffs, big news in a state that is home to several major automakers. The president announced Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Michigan would receive 21 new F-15 EX fighter jets, protection for the future of that base. And in a bit of a surprise, the president invited the governor, a Democrat, to say a few words. White House aides say the focus in the next 100 days, trade deals and peace agreements.
Fox's Mike Emanuel reporting.
And President Trump signed executive orders yesterday that would help domestic manufacturers offset some of the cost of his tariffs on imports of autos and auto parts. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizes what he describes as the president's unpredictable approach to tariffs.
One day he says yes to tariffs, the next day he has no. I'm negotiating with countries. Oh no, maybe I'm not. This tariff is going to stay in place. This one will be reduced. Then he flips it.
U.S. auto companies had warned the president last week that the tariffs would raise prices and cut sales. Polls suggest the majority of Americans disapprove of the president's tariffs and handling of the economy.
ICE has released the latest number of deportations since President Trump took office. Fox's Bill Mnuchin reports.
ICE announced in the first 100 days they've deported 65,682 illegal aliens and have arrested another 66,463 aliens, 75% of which have criminal convictions or charges. President Trump took a victory lap at his Michigan rally. In the meantime, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has issued an order temporarily relieving Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan of her official duties. This is after she was arrested by the FBI for allegedly interfering with an ICE arrest of an illegal alien in court. Judge Dugan's defense team says she believes she's going to be exonerated of these charges against her.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Witt looking for another hit, and the Jayhawks looking for another win. Baseball action, we'll talk about those stories coming up in sports.
Fire destroys a home in Reno County. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock, 58 degrees. A fire destroyed a home in Reno County early Tuesday in the 8,000 block of South K-14 Highway. Fire crews found the two-story home fully engulfed in flames. Multiple agencies were called in to battle the blaze. There were no injuries. The home was a total loss. Cause of that fire, under investigation.
UPS is looking to slash about 20,000 jobs and close more than 70 facilities, drastically reducing the amount of Amazon shipments it handles. The package delivery company says it anticipates making those job cuts this year, closing 73 leased and owned buildings by the end of June. UPS said it's still reviewing its network. It may identify more buildings to close down. In January, UPS announced it had reached a deal with Amazon, its biggest customer, to lower its volume by more than 50%. By the second half of 2026.
A Wisconsin judge whom federal officials say helped a man evade an immigration arrest has been suspended from the bench.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan just days after she was arrested for shielding a man from being arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In a two-page order, the Wisconsin High Court said she faces a pair of federal charges and that it is in the public interest that she be suspended temporarily. Democrats say the Trump administration is making this judge an example of what can happen if its arrest and deportation efforts are defied. Judge Dugan is scheduled to be arraigned May 15th. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Several drivers in Alabama were left hopping mad yesterday after a runaway kangaroo shut down a major interstate.
An escaped kangaroo is back home after snarling traffic on Interstate 85 between Montgomery and Auburn. Alabama state troopers helped wrangle the meandering marsupial as many drivers did a double take, according to the Macon County Sheriff's Office. The runaway roo, named Sheila, escaped her enclosure at a family-owned petting zoo before going on walkabout. She was eventually tranquilized with a dart. Sheila was treated at Auburn University College of Veterinary Medicine before being returned home. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic, we've got a couple of accidents now. The big one, southbound I-135, right around 8th and 9th Street exits, causing quite a bit of a slowdown there, so something that you'll want to watch out for. But we've got another traffic accident, this one close to I-235. This is on 25th Street North, and it's between Amadon and I-235. So if you're in that area, you can expect to slow down as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Mostly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not expecting anything severe for the Wichita area, but some of the rainfall that's going to be moving through could be heavy at times. High of 70 degrees with a southeast breeze at 8 to 18 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now cloudy skies, south wind at 7 miles per hour, 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, at 10 in the morning, and KNSS will be airing a town hall with President Trump on his first 100 days, moderated by Chris Cuomo from News Nation and Bill O'Reilly and Stephen A. Smith. And that is tonight at 7 p.m. here on KNSS. It's 8:11 now with Steve, at 10 in the morning, the 30th day of April. And on this date, 86 years ago, 1939, Lou Gehrig played in his 2,130th consecutive baseball game for the New York Yankees. It was his last game. The Iron Horse didn't miss a day of work for nearly 14 years. But his body was too weakened by Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, to keep going. So this was the last day that the Iron Horse put on the uniform.
Of course, a streak that many thought would never be broken, but it finally was decades later by Cal Ripken Jr., but he's the only guy that ever even came close to breaking that record.
Yeah,
I think Pete Rose at one point had a pretty sizable one.
I'll take somebody who can stay healthy.
You got to stay healthy for about a 15-year span to play every day.
That's right. Coming up 8:12 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And we've been talking about President Trump going to Michigan and celebrating 100 days in office and talking with the folks there about the car business. And with us this morning to talk a little bit more about it, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Of course, the tariffs have been all over the news recently, but the president has announced he's going to ease at least some of them in the auto industry. Isn't that correct?
Yes, essentially softening some of his automotive tariffs, where the current 25% tariff leveled on imported cars is going to remain intact. But other similar tariffs on, say, steel and aluminum and other parts will not stack on top of those 25% auto tariffs. So companies won't get hurt twice, essentially. That was in the EO, that the executive order the president signed yesterday, which states that domestic auto manufacturers that finish building their cars in the U.S. will also be able to qualify for partial reimbursements on parts-related levies for a couple of years. The 25% tariff on certain auto parts is set to take effect May 3rd, with administration officials explaining that auto manufacturers can use to offset credits against the tariffs on auto parts. So the administration is saying, look, these tariffs are going to stand until there are deals done with other countries, but we're not going to double punish companies that manufacture vehicles and need other products that are also being tariffed. We're going to give them a break there. And the administration says that the plan is intended to allow all domestic auto manufacturers to grow their plants, to grow their employment, and to build more factories in America.
Well, I've been, like a lot of folks, I've been thinking about getting a new car here in the next few months. And, of course, I want to know how expensive it's going to be. But there's another part of that. You were hitting on it very heavy there. And that is the fact that my insurance agent tells me, because he's boosting my rates quite a bit, the parts to fix a car anymore, Jeff, are just horrendous. It's a lot of money to fix a car when something goes wrong.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, one of the businesses that essentially could be extinct in the future are local auto shops, because we're driving rolling computers nowadays.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of car you buy, they tend to be a little glitchy. Is the word I like to use. What kind of car are you looking at?
None too expensive. It'll be a new one. I've got a good trade. I think I've good trade value on a 2019 Honda. So,
well, look, you certainly do. And you know, right now some automakers are offering employee pricing, like Stellantis and Ford. So now probably a really good time to look at those. Other auto manufacturers are offering incentives as well, and we know that that financing has come down. But I can tell you the executive order that was signed yesterday by the president, of course, he's getting bashed by the other side. But you've got GM CEO Mary Barra and Ford CEO Jim Farley saying that these are good for the company. They're going to help mitigate the impact of tariffs on automaker supplies, and even more importantly, consumers. I know that there's a lot of local mom and pop shops that manufacture all sorts of goods in this country that are worried about tariffs and hoping for some relief. We've heard from the administration yesterday hinting that at least one country has they've signed a deal to balance out the trade with at least one country, and that this what it's all about is bringing jobs back to this country, not just leveling the playing field, but bringing jobs back to the country, and some of those 90,000 plants that fled our country for cheaper labor, bringing some of those back to the country as well.
We're seeing news breaking this morning. GM is doing a big recall. That's always nice, I guess. GM doing a big recall.
Recalls are not a bad thing. They're actually a good thing. And, most vehicles will face some sort of recall. They're not a bad thing.
Yeah, the dealer has to pay for it, so there you go.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Drive carefully. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with us this morning talking about auto industry tariffs and the president easing some of the tariffs for autos and auto parts. 8:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports again with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we'll start out with softball. Gosh, we're already at the end of the season. I mean, whoa. This is the last home game for Shocker softball tonight.
Wow.
We've already, I know, it's May tomorrow, but boy, it seems like it's gone by fast. Wichita State hosting KU, the Shockers and the Jayhawks in softball action. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening at Wilkins Stadium in the home finale for the Shockers. Here's Wichita State head coach Christy Breadbender.
Our offense has been carrying us. And I think that was the difference early on is when you look at the Florida Atlantic series, offensively, we were terrible. I mean, we just didn't hit the ball. It was uncharacteristic. And credit to their pitchers, they're very good. But I think we are a better hitting team now than we were, you know, on March 7th or 8th or 9th when we played against them. I think that, you know, if we got another shot at them, it'd be fun to watch.
All right, the Shockers tonight hosting KU. Home finale, 6 o'clock at Wilkins Stadium. Shocks have won 5 of their last 7 heading into tonight. Minor league baseball yesterday, the Wichita Wind Surge opening up 2 straight weeks on the road, and they got it off to a good start yesterday afternoon in Frisco, taking on the Rough Riders. Wichita was behind, but got 2 runs in the top of the 7th, 2 more in the top of the 8th, came back and beat Frisco 5-4. Get the road swing off to a good start. Designated hitter for the Wind Surge, Ricardo Olivar, had 2 hits, including a double, and drove in 2 of the 5 runs. Wind Surge has won 7 of its last 9. They're only a game and a half out of first place in the division. Wichita at Frisco tonight. Major League Baseball yesterday. Last night, the Kansas City Royals in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Michael Lorenzen on the mound for the Royals did a nice job. Went 6 innings, only gave up 1 run. And then he left it up to the bullpen to close out a low-scoring game. Could the Royals finish it out in the 9th? You heard it last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The payoff pitch. Hit on the ground to the right side. Massey gets it on 4 bounces. Throws to first. In time. Ball game. The Royals beat the Rays 3-1 and take the series opener at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Carlos Estevez earns his 8th save of the season. And the Royals used 2 early runs and then 1 insurance run late to take down the Rays, snap their 5-game winning streak, and start off the road trip with a win. And the Royals are undefeated at George M. Steinbrenner Field in regular season action. 3-1 the final score. The Royals are back to 500 at 15-15.
There you go. Starting pitcher, Lorenzen. Got his 50th career win, his 3rd win of the season. Bullpen worked 3 pitchers, worked 3 scoreless innings. Carlos Estevez finishing it up for his 8th save. And Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. Kept the tension going. He didn't get a hit until the top of the 8th inning, a single. But that now means that Bobby Witt Jr. has a 20-game hitting streak, longest in the big leagues this year. Hey, the Royals have won 7 of their last 8. At Tampa again this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. College baseball, yep, another win for KU. 23rd-ranked Jayhawks beat Missouri 9-3 in Lawrence last night in front of the 3rd-largest crowd in KU baseball history. 2,500 at the game in Lawrence. 9 wins in a row now for KU in baseball. 36-10, their most wins in 16 years. Pro basketball, NBA, first round of the playoffs. Pivotal Game 5 in Denver last night. The Nuggets hosting the Los Angeles Clippers. Nuggets win it 131-115 In the starting lineup for the Nuggets, former Kansas Jayhawk Christian Brown. What a game. 12 rebounds, 11 points, got a double-double. And then on the other end of the floor, he was defending James Harden and held him to 3-for-9 shooting with 4 turnovers. Christian Brown was massive last night. As the Nuggets go up in that best of series over the Clippers, 3-2. And happy birthday today to a guy that's got a pretty good job. He gets paid a lot of money to do it. The backup tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, Noah Gray, is 26 years old today. He's a backup to, of course, Travis Kelce. And, you know, there's a guy that's born in New Hampshire, went to Duke, drafted by the Chiefs in the 5th round. And then he gets 2 Super Bowl rings in his first 3 years in the league. And he's making, $2.9 million coming up this coming season to be a backup tight end. Must be nice. And he signed all the way through the year 2027.
Not bad.
Yeah, he's living the dream, man. Are you kidding me? The backup tight end for the Chiefs, Noah Gray. It's his birthday. He's rich, and he's 26, and he's got 2 Super Bowl rings. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at negative coverage of Donald Trump. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Wednesday morning, 58 degrees. Wichita police are investigating following a reported abduction and sexual assault on a 14-year-old girl. It happened Monday night in the area of 19th and Grove. Detectives from the Exploited and Missing Children's Unit are conducting the investigation. The girl had minor injuries and was treated at an area hospital. If you have any information on this case, you are asked to call 911 or call investigators at 316-268-4407. The Wichita Fire Department has released the cause of a fire at a downtown apartment complex. It happened Monday afternoon at the Water's Edge Apartments at 400 West Central. 7 people, including 2 firefighters, suffered minor injuries. Determined that the fire was caused by a juvenile playing with fire in one of the apartments. What impact will President Trump's proposed tariff increases have on small businesses? Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty owns the Mattress Hub.
A lot of people are cognizant of their 401ks, their IRAs, their retirement accounts, and they're seeing the volatility. And that impacts consumer confidence. And when consumer confidence is impacted, it impacts retail. Now, my company used to import products. We no longer import products. Everything that we do is domestic made. But a lot of people in my industry are import products and are experiencing these tariffs. And these tariffs and those charges, those surcharges, get passed through to the end customer.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Harvard now says it will evaluate its curriculum and admissions in response to newly released internal reports.
Harvard President Alan Garber said there has been some change, but more is expected. The Ivy League school released 2 reports studying campus anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim bias, consisting of hundreds of pages and dozens of suggested changes. The actions would include how Harvard assesses candidates for admission, course content, and conduct of professors. Garber, president of Harvard since January 2024, also promised to promote viewpoint diversity. The Trump administration froze more than $2 billion in federal funding since Harvard decided not to comply with an executive order to combat anti-Semitism. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There's a new Starbucks location set to open in Texas, and this place might be a glimpse into the future.
At first glance, this drive-through only location built in Brownsville, Texas, looks like any other Starbucks. A closer look, though, reveals rigid walls that look a little bit like stacked tubes. That's because this Starbucks was built using a computer-controlled robotic arm pouring the layers of concrete on top of each other. 3D printing for commercial construction hasn't gone mainstream yet, but it is an example of a big retailer tinkering with the technology. Experts say 3D construction still costs more than traditional wood framing, but it does help address a labor shortage, cuts down construction time, and could be coming to a neighborhood near you. John Saucier, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS. 3 big things. Wrong way driver collides with another car in North Wichita. 2 people seriously injured. President Trump celebrates first 100 days in office with a rally and speech in Michigan. Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission look for ways to combine services. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We still have a backup southbound I-135 after a crash that happened southbound on I-135 near the 8th and 9th Street exits. The traffic volumes are getting thinner there, but right now that backup does go all the way back to 13th Street North, so just probably avoid that one if you can. It's probably your best bet. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 50% chance for showers and storms today, then a high of 70 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 54. Thursday, partly sunny, 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 71 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. South wind at 7 miles per hour. 58 degrees on Wichita Severe Weather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Through station 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Meta is offering users a new AI app.
Fox on Tech.
Meta wants to give you a little more of its AI. Meta, the Mark Zuckerberg company, has been integrating its artificial intelligence into all of its various social media platforms. You can find Meta AI, signified by the blue and purple ring icon, inside Facebook, Instagram, and both its chatting apps, Messenger and WhatsApp. But now you'll be able to get a standalone Meta AI app. The company unveiled the app at its LlamaCon event Tuesday. The goal is to compete with other standalone artificial intelligence apps that have become quite popular, from ChatGPT to Claude by Anthropic to Elon Musk's Grok. But unlike those which have become functional digital assistants, Meta AI can draw upon what it knows about you from your use of Meta's social apps such as food preferences and commuting routes. The app is already available for download on both the iOS and Android platforms. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
And on Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 650 points as we start the trading day. The S&P is down 107, and the NASDAQ is off by 426 points.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Textron Aviation's new workforce training center is up and running. The facility bolsters the company's efforts in recruitment, hiring, onboarding, and training support. It's a 75,000-square-foot addition, the latest to Textron Aviation's East Wichita campus. It's a $40 million project supported by more than $3 million in a state grant from the Kansas Aviation Learning Opportunities and Funded Training Program, according to a news release. The project also supported by Wichita companies SPT Architecture, Conco Construction, and professional engineering consultants.
A Quick Trip location in West Wichita is set to break ground this summer. The Joint City-County Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department approved a commercial plan review March 26 for a Quick Trip on the southeast corner of Kellogg Drive and 135th Street. At 1688 South 135th, the commercial plan review was valued at $850,000. Jake Barron, real estate manager for Quick Trip Convenience Stores in Wichita, said the project is expected to break ground by July 22nd, with the convenience store set to open in April of next year.
Wichita-based drone company Ag Eagle is in danger of losing its New York Stock Exchange listing for a second time in 6 months. That's according to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Ag Eagle also reporting a recent independent audit included a substantial doubt regarding going concern notice, which questions whether a company may continue to meet its financial obligations during the upcoming year. The company said it was notified by the stock exchange on April 23rd that it was out of compliance with minimum stockholders' equity requirements. When the year began, that stock was about $3.50 a share. Now it's down to 96 cents a share as of yesterday afternoon. It's not far above its 52-week low of 92 cents a share. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day, raising awareness for thousands of pets that are waiting for and needing adoption from the shelters. Animal shelters require year-round assistance, and adoption is part of the process.
Yeah, those
since
those
animals
babies need a home.
Yeah, they come in daily. Shelters got to work quickly to ensure the animal's health and well-being. And my grandkids have two shelter rat terriers, Rudy and Pete. All right.
Good, good.
Okay. Coming up here this morning, and the Glenn Beck program is on the way, and one of the things we're going to be talking about on Glenn Beck this morning is the fall of Saigon 50 years ago today, which would be the fall of, well, the end of the Vietnam War.
Of our involvement in the Vietnam War.
Our involvement in the Vietnam War, and that was 50 years ago today. That'll be part of the Glenn Beck program this morning. And in our news at the top of the hour this morning, President Trump celebrating the first 100 days in office. That's at 9 o'clock this morning with Steve and Ted. So that's about it for today, Ted. And we're going to be back tomorrow at the same time, same station.
Big Friday show tomorrow.
Friday. Lots
of going on. Is that right, or is tomorrow Thursday?
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday. So.
Oh, see, I'm already jumping ahead.
Yeah, if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. And yes, tomorrow is Thursday.
What day is it?
Are you considering?